BBC Audio presents Book at Bedtime, a BBC radio collection. 10 unmissable classics. Persuasion by Jane Austen. Read by Juliet Stevenson.
Sir Walter Elliot of Kellynch Hall in Somersetshire was a man who, for his own amusement, never took up any book but the baronetage. There he found occupation for an idle hour and consolation in a distressed one. This was the page at which the favourite volume always opened. Elliot of Kellynch Hall. Walter Elliot, born 1760, married 1784, Elizabeth, daughter of James Stevenson, Esquire of Gloucester, by which lady, who died 1800, he has issue Elizabeth, born 1785, Anne, born 1787, a stillborn son, 1789, Mary, born 1791. Sir Walter had added, after Mary, married, 1810, Charles, son and heir of Charles Musgrove, Esquire of Upper Cross, Somersetshire. The paragraph concluded with principal seat Kellynch Hall in the county of Somerset, and Sir Walter's handwriting again in this finale.
Heir presumptive, William Walter Elliot, Esquire, great-grandson of the second Sir Walter.
Vanity was the beginning and the end of Sir Walter Elliot's character, vanity of person and situation. He had been remarkably handsome in his youth, and at 54 was still a very fine man. He considered the blessing of beauty as inferior only to the blessing of a baronetcy, and the Sir Walter Elliot who united these gifts was the constant object of his warmest respect and devotion. Lady Elliot had been an excellent woman, sensible and amiable, whose judgment and conduct, if they might be pardoned the youthful infatuation which made her Lady Elliot, had never acquired indulgence afterwards. She had concealed his failings and promoted his real respectability for 17 years. Three girls, the two eldest 16 and 14, was an awful legacy for a mother to bequeath to the guidance of a conceited, silly father. She had, however, one very intimate friend, Lady Russell, a sensible, deserving woman who had been brought by strong attachment to herself to settle in Kellynch, and on her kindness and advice Lady Elliot mainly relied for the best help and maintenance of the good principles and instruction which she had been anxiously giving her daughters. Sir Walter, like a good father, and having met with private disappointments, prided himself on remaining single for his dear daughter's sake. Elizabeth, his eldest, had succeeded at 16 to all that was possible of her mother's rights and consequence, and being very handsome and very like himself, they had gone on together most happily. His two other children were of very inferior value. Mary had acquired a little artificial importance by becoming Mrs. Charles Musgrove, but Anne, with an elegance of mind and a sweetness of character which must have placed her high with any people of real understanding, was nobody with either father or sister. Her word had no weight. She was only Anne. To Lady Russell, indeed, she was a most dear and highly valued goddaughter, favourite and friend. Lady Russell loved them all, but it was only in Anne that she could fancy the mother to revive again. A few years before, Anne Elliot had been a very pretty girl, but her bloom had vanished early, and as even in its height her father had found little to admire in her, so totally different were her delicate features from his own, there could be nothing now that she was faded and thin to excite his esteem. He had never indulged much hope. He had now none of ever reading her name in any other page of his favourite work. All equality of alliance must rest with Elizabeth, for Mary had merely connected herself with a country family of respectability and large fortune, and had therefore given all the honour. Elizabeth would, one day, marry suitably. Elizabeth was still the same handsome Miss Elliot that she had begun to be 13 years ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?